Hey, everybody, this is Lizzie Hale.
What's up, everybody? This is RJ Hale from the band Hailstorm, and I think something smells fishy.
You are listening to My Man Fish right here on Music City Metal.
You are about to enter the Electric Fish Bowl with DJ Fish. We are metal. We are family. Music City Metal, sitting in what is currently the Electric Fish Bowl with my better half, Mary Fish.
Hi.
Been busy.
Super busy.
Super busy. Buffalo was fantastic and exhausting.
The weather was nice. The company was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Great times with family.
The food was excellent.
Friends. But always, as always, come home tired. But while we were up there, you know, I know we have some new listeners, and I want to just, before we get into our discussion on Music City Metal and some really cool announcements we're very excited about, I do another podcast called Supporting Siblings with my sister Laura, and it's real rare that we get to record in the same room. Most of our episodes are her on the phone and I'm here doing the engineering and recording, but we were all together and my nephews were on the show and talked about our visit with John and Billy. This is a podcast that we do to help support other siblings that have siblings with disabilities, since we have two. So I really enjoy doing that. That one is near and dear to my heart. It's something I believe about our purpose. And those of you that are new listeners, you want to learn some more just about where we come from in our life, go check out supportingsiblings.com. Now that we got that out of the way.
Was that a sponsored segment?
Yeah, I paid myself to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, we just did a new episode. It came out nice. And that was, like I said, a rare thing for all of us to be together. And love my family very much. And we, it's an interesting, and you actually sat in on a segment. That was cool. I liked it.
I did.
Yeah.
Because I have no siblings with special needs,
right?
Developmental needs,
but you are by marriage, like Vince is, and there's
I learned a lot fast, super fast. But we can talk about that on another show. But it's definitely a good perspective. From there seems to be an rising of numbers of siblings that have someone in their family that, you know. I never know what the right word is to say. That's why
fine.
I hesitate.
No, that's okay.
Because I don't mean it disrespectfully. Fine. I just literally don't know. But for folks with special needs, I think it's more prevalent now. So
yeah. If
any of you out there have someone in your family and you just want to learn a little bit more, just get a different perspective, you know, from Larry in a serious mode.
I know. But it's just something my sister Laura is an educator in special ed.
Yeah.
Her children are. I was in that field for quite a long time being a job coach, and those conversations just flow naturally, a little different than, you know, interviewing a band. But let's move on to Music City Metal and what's happening, what's been going on, what happened with Fish Fest. We talked a little bit about our excitement for this hearing. We applied to the zoning board of Wilson County to build a permanent stage in the back and host our festival every year. And we got beat up.
We got bruised a little. I walked out of there with an ego bruise.
So that's fine. We definitely learned something. We made a couple of mistakes in our presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the issues that were brought up, we already kind of had solutions, but didn't present that well enough. And I kind of like when we sat down, you know, I'm like, I think we blew it, you know. But the way I did feel is they would say, okay, you can do this one time. We're going to limit you to 150 people. You better have the music shut off at 9 o'clock, whatever, and give us a chance to build, because we're still in the building process of Fish Fest. But I can tell you this, there was one individual and we had a slew come out to object.
We did. We were sitting there and I'm like, yeah, wow, there's a lot of people in this in this room. It was almost kind of like a big boardroom/courtroom type of atmosphere. And I'm like, there's a lot of people, and there's only 5 more cases on the docket. Why are all these people here?
well, we figured it out.
We met our neighbors.
We met more neighbors. Some of them we knew, and there was a lot of objection, and there were valid points made by some very smart and kind people. We don't want to make any enemies here whatsoever. Some of them that were presented, I believe there could have been some dialogue to come to an agreement on. Some of them, I agree with them. But again, this to us this year, we were in a building year, and that it was still going to be very small and intimate and manageable. The what ifs came up about, well, what if you have, 1,000 people show up? But this is the biggest but, and what enraged me, and I can use this word very, I don't mind using the word enraged, is that mine and yours integrity was brought into question. Mm-hmm. One individual who will remain nameless got up and spoke and falsely, number one, accused us of running the festival till 3 a.m. Now, when we did Fish Fest here last October, we were done by 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
It was quiet. Now, there were people packing up and lingering, but there was not one note played past that time. So that was a false statement. What he was referring to was a quinceañera party by another neighbor that did go to 3 a.m., but clearly presented that was us and that we were being dishonest about our stop time, number one. Number two, that apparently this guy calls the American Federation for Suicide Prevention.
Foundation,
Jesus. Marker. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and says that we're a big front, that we had no connection with them whatsoever, and that we were using that stamp or that logo just as a scam to get people to come. And I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, I'm not quoting, but that's what was presented. And we had no rebuttal to that, so this is our rebuttal. Sir, do not call into question our integrity when it comes to that. That was the motivator for us to go yes or no last year, because of the rise in suicides during a pandemic. Besides the fact, you and I personally have experienced suicide in our family. And number two, you and I discovered a mutual friend who had taken his own life. So he crossed the line. And Mary, your thoughts, so I can take a breath and a sip of water.
I have lots of thoughts on that because, of course, if you dial an 800 number, they're not going to have like the local chapter's information on file. But I did go ahead and send to the chairman of the board the copies of the email correspondence that I had last year with Kat from the local Tennessee chapter with her. And I also sent copies of emails with Becky from this year, because I just felt I needed to defend myself. I guess maybe that's where my ego bruise came into, because, when you don't know someone and you throw that big of a question mark over someone's head, I know a lot of things in life are not fair. I get that. I had to work on that one. I really had to work on letting that one go and not taking it personal, because I know that he doesn't know us.
Yeah.
But I did want to clear the air on that. So I sent the copies and the evidence, because that's what I do for a living, is evidence everything, which is why I'm kind of disappointed in myself as far as this, I don't know, a fail, I guess, in not being prepped enough for this type of presentation. I thought I had all my ducks in a row, but they really don't give you there's not a lot online. There's not a lot to go on. There's nothing else to base it on, because a lot of what they hear is cases on, okay, I want to build a fence because I need a pool and my neighbor's yard and this and that kind of a thing. There really, I couldn't find a precedent for what we were doing to, you know, kind of go off of, learn from someone else and learn from their mistakes and not make those mistakes. So, you know, big lesson learned, but I did provide evidence that we are in the proud sponsorship category. They have like different levels of sponsors.
Yeah, with you can't the AFSB. Legally you use, can't use their a logo without permission right. and without, and we had an application process to go through. We did it. And now let's talk about the diamond in the rough through all this. I think we spoke our mind about our disappointment with, you know, especially false accusation. And then, you know, we walked downstairs and there was a group of neighbors standing in a circle talking. This individual looked at us and turned and walked away. A couple of them stayed there and talked to us and put their hands out and said, hey, no hard feelings. You know, this is our community. We're trying to protect it. We do have some concerns and, you know, no hard feelings kind of thing. And that was much appreciated. And then there was one individual that went a little bit further and he talked to us privately and said, hey, look, what you got, we see what kind of people you and Mary are. Now we have been down to their farm before and very nice people. He's like, you need to call the Wilson County Fairgrounds. And it's cheaper than you think. This is a perfect place for it. They have camping. They have nice facilities. They're awesome people over there. And boy, was he right.
Oh, 100%. Oh, man. Right.
We made a phone call. We looked into the entertainment pavilion at the Wilson County Fairgrounds. I think the best county fair in the state, by the way. And
oh, by far.
I've been to dozens and dozens around the country. So, doing some tours, but Wilson County Fair is fantastic. And so very excited that this worked out, and boy, did it change everything. It fit into our budget, beautifully as compared to what was spent last year. And it did send it higher in a few ways, but thankfully I think we're in a good spot. And the announcement that we're going to make coming up either later in this episode, or we might run this into part two for our announcement, but we're at the Wilson County Fair, October 22nd, 23rd, and camping is right there. I think, Mary, I told you, we're going to do a rundown of the bands. As a matter of fact, a little bit later, we're going to play an interview with one of the bands playing Fish Fest Hidden Sixes. This was recorded with Nate up in Clarksville with Kelly Garcia from Cool Kelly's Corner. So that'll be the wrap up of this episode today after we get through some stuff, because we also have Rockin' Pod to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our next big thing here.
So let's talk about Rockin' Pod. I think that's, I don't know, it's a really cool thing. I don't know how we didn't hear about it over since the last couple of years, but
well,
it brings together creators. Go ahead. Oh,
no, no. Yeah. I remember the last one was 2 years ago. Now, we were signed up to do last year, obviously canceled. It was in the middle of the summer. But the year before that, by the time I heard out, the tables were gone. Mm. And it was I found out about it just too late, little too late to get into it.
But we're in it this year,
baby. We're in it this year. That's right. Right.
And we got chosen for a really cool interviewee. They basically had a list of all the folks.
Yeah, let's go through them. Let's go through. So Rockin' Pod is at the Airport Hilton in Nashville, right off Briley Parkway, August 6th through the 8th. These are some of the guests that are going to be there. Don Jameson, Billy Sheehan, we've mentioned him before. Carmine and Vinny Appice, the Drummer Brothers. They have quite a resume.
And I even knew that. Can you believe it?
That's awesome. Ricky Rackman, old MTV host. And the one we're interviewing, Mark Goodman. Used to watch his show all the time. I love the guy, man. I remember the early days when couldn't wait for, you knew what time your video was going to be on and you'd get to watch it, whether whatever genre you wanted. That was back in the awesome days of MTV. And so we got an interview with him personally, one-on-one for Music City Metal. I'm excited about that. Get his opinion on what's happening here locally with music. That'll be a cool thing. We'll do that with Mark Goodman. You'll be there with me. That'll be Saturday on the 7th. And then go to rockandpod.com. Here's some more of the people. Ron Keel, Roxy Blue, Ace Van Johnson, Craig Gass, some of these. Jason Beeler from Saigon Kick, Toby Wright, producers, musicians, other VJs and DJs. Matt Pinfield, he used to do MTV thing. Don Jameson's hilarious. And going on different nights, you can go to Rock and Pod and get the full schedule.
Because there's all, I think there's a show, there's like, you know, they do like a super group where you have like three or four guys from all different bands Friday night, right?
There's, yeah, a couple of them are off campus there.
Right.
One's at Mercy Lounge. I think that's the night before. Well, I'll get that correct so we can say that here in a minute. I'm on a different page. But they're also on, this I can tell you, Saturday night after the convention is over, the 7th, our buddy Ben Dixon's place, Lone Wolf Cinema. They're going to be playing Kiss Meets the Phantom. That'll be a blast.
We laughed about that the other day, though, because I was like, what is that?
What? Never seen Kiss Meets the Phantom?
No, because forget I'm a little bit younger than you. Not that anybody's counting. And, you know, the Jerry...
You're sheltered.
The Jerry Falwells and Jimmy Swaggerts of the 80s sucked my parents down a church rabbit hole, and everything outside of that was evil. So I grew up under a music rock.
Hey, you don't want to do a little tea? Yeah, well, that's one of the great events that they're doing.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, no, I want to go. Yeah. We'll definitely hit that Saturday night. And Ben, also that following Wednesday, we have an appointment with Ben.
Here we go. Because
how about the new Fish Fast logo? If you haven't seen it, go to fishproductions.rocks. Both Mary and I, Hayden, we love you. Hayden Cockrell, a fantastic artist who just last year really grasped what we wanted as far as a look for Fish Fest. I chose an angler fish and changed that into a microphone because I was a DJ for so long and I do podcasts and also just to signify music. And he just took it and made it like a mean old fish. But this year we did the Jaws pose thing. It's fantastic.
I know. I love it. Gorgeous. He did really good. You can follow him on Instagram at What's Hayden Drawing.
Oh, yeah. He did a comic book. He's done a graphic novel based on heavy metal. And he did this. It's called The Crimson Six. If you go to sanctuaryinternational.com, you can order his book, his graphic novel over there and look at his artwork. But fantastic. And we're going to be meeting him in just 2 weeks. He'll be in town.
Yay, Hayden.
Yay.
We're excited to see you.
Heck yeah. I'm not ready. This is too hard to switch banks and do this. He gets the better one. Oh. Jeez. Yeah, Hayden Cockrell, thank you. That's fishproductions.rocks or any of our.
Well, our Instagram.
You did it. Yeah, we did it.
Music City Metal. Nobody goes to websites anymore. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, that's it. You'll get everything you need on Instagram. If you want to buy a ticket to Fish Fest, you will have to go to a website. But yeah, Instagram, that's it. Go there.
Go there. And of course, I'll make a Facebook event just because we have to. Facebook events are obligatory.
I'm so excited about where we're going to be at with Fish Fest. And we're going to be having, looks like, event sound production, handling the sound and lighting. And that just means we're solid. It was beautiful. You guys want to get a glimpse at what Tony does over at ESP, go to his page, Event Sound Production, and look at the Reveals live show they did last year. It was right around my birthday, last August. Nothing was happening, and he wanted to get this streaming thing going. And did a just that'll give you a glimpse of how how things sound and how they look from this gentleman. Very happy with that. And lots of other announcements to make. We're not ready for that yet, but
almost.
Next episode, part two of this Fish Fest introduction, we will have that. But it's going to be cool.
It's going to be awesome. Really good. So do you want to...
Next couple days.
Sorry. I can't see your mouth, so I keep interrupting you.
It's problematic. It goes sideways.
No, you're fine. Do you want to talk about the lineup?
Let's do that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give a little teaser. Okay, that's all.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do, if I play the whole song, people will figure it out.
Well, if they can figure it out from that, if you can name that tune in 8 notes.
Yeah, there it is. I like that tone, by the way.
Oh, I have that as my ringtone.
Yeah, right.
Hashtag sorry. No. Okay, so now, not necessarily in this order, but this is what Friday is looking like. Friday is looking like steady rotation. They're out and about. More recently,
I've seen a little music bed for you.
Oh, cool. You kind of threw me off there. I was like, steady rotation with some thrash. Yeah. Cool.
This is one of the bands that are playing Modern Primate.
Nice. Didn't get there yet. So, Steady Rotation, Beyond Here, Sedona, Monty Mater and the Bug Sky. Of course, we love Monty.
Nice.
And the Down Squad. And then Battery House Electric Company. So, that's Friday.
That's Eat, Sleep, Rock, Nashville night.
Yes.
Yes.
That is the Eat, Sleep, Rock, Nashville night. Not necessarily in that order, right? That's just kind of the lineup, not the set times. Our TBD... Because obviously Friday's a work day for a lot of people, so we're working on that.
Hashtag working on it.
Saturday, October 23rd. Crowd Pleaser, Dystopian. If you guys missed the backyard party that we had with Dystopian, you missed the greatest windmills by like a 16-year-old kid ever. That kid, I feel bad. Larry, he's going to have neck problems by the time he's 20.
Don't scare him. Come on.
I'm not scaring him.
He's young right now. He ain't worried about that right now. He's worried about who he's going to play in front of that night.
That's right. He needs to keep practicing.
We have their episode in the can. We recorded with Dystopian, the entire band, this weekend. And as soon as they have a final mix of a complete new album, this is... so great. A lot of these bands that are coming have either just released an album or they have an entire album coming out by the time Fish Fest gets here. So
it's perfect timing. So, you know, just to circle back super fast, what we thought was a disappointment, you know, of changing our date. We had everything set for September and kind of getting things in life shot down. And that change, I think, really turned out good for us. So I think it's working out in our favor, despite everything that happened. So, continuing on, Saturday, Hidden Sixes, Scorched Vatica, Of Serpents, Modern Primate, which you said we're listening to, Convection, saying their name makes me want to cook. sorry, guys. Lines in the Sky, which we actually saw a couple weeks ago at the East Room. He's got some pipes, huh?
Yes, he does. And there is a little change there, by the way. Beyond Here has to play Saturday.
Oh.
And so we are going to talk to Lines in the Sky about Friday.
Larry, you didn't update the spreadsheet.
It just got confirmed.
Please. You're fine. Okay, so this slight lineup change. Like I said, it's only, what are we in, July? Some of these things are going to be adjusted a little bit. And then lastly, Sidewinder, right? Which Sidewinder, I don't think we've seen them publicly in a minute other than personally, but I don't think we've seen
them. The last time we saw the whole band was when they filmed the video here last year.
They did. What was that for?
September.
What was the song name? Dream, Something, dreams, War of Ages.
Die in your sleep.
Die in your sleep.
Yeah. I was letting you try to get it out. Well, I talked to the entire band right after practice yesterday. First time I had everyone at the same time, and it was nice. It was super cool. God, I love them kids, man. They're dedicated. They're happy. They're really stoked about what's happening. And gosh, I want to say it.
You can't.
No, I know. Next episode.
Next episode.
Sure.
Wait.
Next episode. This is going to change things. This is. Let's just say that we ended up. We're ending up at a level I expected, in 2 to 3 years. This year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think what we saw as like a really sad moment isn't turning into a sad moment at all. It really kind of projected into a different direction, you know?
Yeah.
We got sent off down a path that we didn't expect to go down, and now, I don't know, it seems like it's falling into place.
Yeah, no, it is.
Way too easily.
No, it is. I mean, the fact that we were going from where we were to where we are had an effect on our guests, because first of all, this guest, we are bringing in, I can say it's going to be a celebrity guest that you will know, who is going to do several hours of meet and greet and jam a couple songs with a band. So we can say that. We're just saving the announcement until, wait, you're looking at me crocked.
I'm not looking at you. I'm listening.
No, like, what'd you say that for? No?
I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's someone, if you're a metal fan, you're gonna know who this is. I'm afraid of scaring
the poor lady at the fairground. She's such a sweet woman, and we're gonna tell her, your children, and she's gonna be like, what? But
no,
it's okay.
Not. See, we just scared them for sure now.
We did.
But
no, it's fine.
The other purpose of Fish Fest, and this has been going on because of our involvement with Sanctuary, is wait till you see what great people hard rockers and metalheads are. I would say, okay, this is a known fact. There are less fights at a metal concert than there are at a country show.
Oh, by far.
By far. Statistically, I don't know what the statistic is, but I'll tell you what, I'll make that my homework. But drunk fist fights with egotistical poser cowboys is way more. And you know why? Because we get it out in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
This is all, but it's all friendly. You might knock someone to the ground and he's got a bloody nose, but you're going to reach your hand out and pick him up. And that's a fact. Now, I don't know if we're... how crazy we're going to get like that at the fairgrounds. But it is going to crank some hard rock and some fantastic. We got some kind of like alt psychedelic rock coming Friday. The reveal, they just want to be rock and roll, and they're good rock and roll. And Saturday we get a little bit heavier, and, yeah.
I think it's a good mix this year because, I'll be honest, you know, metal comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes and flavors and colors. And, you know, the blacker the metal, the less I enjoy it. So I'm kind of happy this year that you were a little bit more open to suggestion and variety and various colors of the rainbow.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, we do have a wide range. I'm really about Monty Mater and the Bug Sky having a female lead.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
And the Down Squad. Don't forget them.
Yeah, no, Down Squad.
They're playing on the 28th somewhere. Go look it up. I put it in the calendar. We should go.
We're way over time.
Okay.
38 minutes, but I don't know what we bullshitted for a minute.
What?
Well, what we're doing, just to get back at it, I'll cut that out. So what we're doing on Music City Metal over the next couple of months, except for Rock and Pod weekend, make sure, again, you go to rockandpod.com, check out what's happening. You can get a ticket for like $25 for the day to come in and see the performances, and there's panel interviews, private interviews, exhibitors, vendors. We'll be in the foyer. We're in the foyer right next where people come in. Music City of Metal will be right there. That's where we're going to do the Mark Goodman interview. We also have some local artists turned entrepreneurs that I'm stoked to interview. Anyone that's in the music of business and business, that should be cool. And then who knows what else, but certainly be at Ben. So check out Rockin' Pod. But going forward, every episode of Music City Metal, which we are committed to, sometimes might be two in 1 week, we're going to get through every band that's playing. Either, even if it's a quick 15-minute phone interview with a song or two. So stay tuned to Music City Metal this summer. Share this, subscribe, all that good stuff. I don't know. I think we might be going up on a new platform too, your Anchor FM. You want to plug that? Am I allowed to plug it without being signed up?
I don't see why not.
We got to get to some tunage here. People are boring people.
We are. So play.
Play the song.
You're such an instigator. Turn my headphones down.
I well, look at the lines on that. I turned it way up. Yeah, we're going to play some music. We have an interview coming up with Nathan from Hidden Sixes and Kelly Garcia up in the Clarksville the night they played their show. This goes back a minute, but we're way overdue for playing this, and not even going to get into reasons why. Just
reasons why. Sick, number one, sick, do not sick. Get bit by a tick.
Yeah,
and we're not going to tell that story for the 100th time. Wear bug spray.
It'll mess you
it'll change your life forever.
Yeah. Anyway, here we are.
Though.
Sounding good. We're
play it.
Shows, let's play it. All right, let's jump over to the Warehouse in Clarksville, one of my favorite venues in town, and interview with Hidden Sixes and Kelly Garcia. We'll see you next time. One of my favorite things to do is to get out of the fishbowl and go on the road, especially come up to Clarksville. I love the Warehouse, and I love who's sitting at this table. We're up here doing another episode of Music City Metal, and Kelly and Nathan from Hidden Sixes, who is playing tonight.
Thanks.
Welcome, man.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah. I'm doing better little by little. It was a long year, but I think I'm coming back to life. Getting a little stronger every day. Yeah, health-wise, things are going great. My ticker checked out just fine, so I'm doing well. And I'm happy there's shows happening again.
Oh,
and
yes, definitely.
Nathan, I saw you first time at Rebar at the Dam not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. So tell me about the band. I'm going to shut up. And then, Kelly, I understand you're managing, but let's hear about Hidden Sixes, where you guys came from and...
Well, so we actually, we all found each other on Craigslist, which I think is still a great way to find players. I found one of my bands in San Diego when I lived there on Craigslist. I'm still friends with them. Like, you know, it's just like, I don't know, people don't think about that because everybody's just like, you know, associated with like apps and things like that, or just like, you know, the scene or whatnot. But like, I kind of like, I don't know, when I find musicians, I like to like, you know, dig around and find a fresh start with the band, you know what I mean? And you know, these guys are all incredibly talented. I don't know, I can't really think of anything to say bad about them. Like, they're all great players. The bassist went to Berkeley. He got a degree for music engineering at Berkeley, which yeah, that really helped.
That's a nice feather right there.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, the drummer has tons of recording experience, and you know, both guitar players are just like spot on. So I mean,
why don't you go ahead and go through the band members, their names, and
so I'm Nathan Ells. People might know me from a previous band, the Human Abstract. You know, that band was on a label based out of Van Nuys. Called Hopeless Records, and you know, with the Human Abstract, I toured to every continental U.S. city, every province in Canada, and 25 European countries. And,
oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh wow! You did a little rap there. That's yeah. But you got some stories there.
No doubt. I got some.
Yeah. We'll have to tell me a few of those. Yeah. Europe's awesome.
The guitar players are Joseph Curtis and Gary Alton England, and the bassist is Mike Carr. And the drummer's Vern.
Vern.
Yeah.
That's cool. So how long has it been since you guys did the Craigslist thing and started jamming?
Well, we got together like as soon as the pandemic hit, like within the couple of days that the pandemic was like announced, like that we got together. So we were just like, oh, well, that's crazy. I guess, you know, we got plenty of time to practice.
Yeah. And right. Yep. Right.
Yep.
This is I love hearing this. You're not the only, like not only bands that already were together and sat down and spit out some fantastic music over the course of the years. There's all kinds of stuff coming out in this town right now. Crusade just dropped an album. So that's really cool that we can find something positive about last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
you guys had the time to get to know each other and come up.
Yeah, we ended up working up like 20 songs, and we recorded like 12 of them, at least 12 or 13. And so we have this guy that does mixing for us over at Rival Sound. And so we've just been sending them off. We have about 5 done, and we've got another one coming, so that'll make 6. So.
Oh, nice. Anticipation of releasing the full thing.
Well, you know, we're kind of going with the
trickle.
Right. The releasing of the singles. I guess you can kind of beat the algorithm that
right.
way and kind of get your head above water as far as like you
okay.
know. But as soon as we have like enough songs like in a certain collection, then we're just gonna like categorize that as a collection and you know probably push it like that. But you know we'll just continue to release like you know single after single after single.
Excellent. Yeah, I didn't know you mentioned the algorithm thing, and I didn't know that a lot of, I've noticed other bands doing that, Sidewinder doing the trickle thing. So there is a method to doing that to help maximize your listenership and get listens.
Word's getting around too, and it's almost kind of weird because like it almost like destroys the album, like the coming out of the album, because more and more people are just going like song to song to song. But like we've all talked about it, and in retrospect, we're going to like put them into albums after we released the singles. So
fantastic. Well, Kelly, so how did you get involved here? I know you like all of a sudden, you're in. That's awesome.
Their first show was here at the warehouse, and I did an interview with them. And my best friend Russ Attitude from Guerrilla Warfare. We started talking, and I used to go to shows like you know in Nashville and everything. I'd see Burn and Nathan out. They're always at shows. Anytime our paths always cross, so we just started talking one day and talking about touring and everything else. And then, here I am. Yes, I mean we all got a good bond. It's great.
That's good. When you just know it, you know it.
Yes,
you get that. You know the same. You're on. Same tuned in wavelengths.
Yes, said we just like to see each other at shows. I first met Burn, I guess at the Metal and Tats, like back, you know, a few months ago, December, something like that, whenever the first one was. And then, like I said, did an interview with them, and then the rest is history. Cool Kelly's tour, man.
Yeah, Cool Kelly. I got the, brought the koozie
yes,
tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that, yes. You know, and I'm all about the underground bands, and it's just great. And trying to get us a tour together, and we're going to be out there touring and playing.
Tunage has started, so what do you say? Let's play a tune by Hidden Sixes here.
All right, sounds good.
You want to talk about it a little bit? Anything? Anything in particular?
This is the first song that we actually ever wrote as a group, and when we just kind of like it just kind of came out, and we were just like, wow, like this could really be something. Like you know, we were really stoked, like right off the bat, right from the first song. This one's called Born This Way, and it's really about, I would say, like, you gotta listen closely to the chorus. I mean, I guess it's kind of like where I'm at with the world. The world is become an interesting place, and there's a lot of darkness, but there's a lot of, like, there can be a lot of, like, triumph over that darkness if you just, like, you know, keep your heart in the right place.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah.
So when we were driving up here, Mary was... She hasn't seen you guys yet, and asked, and she's like, "Oh, what does the singer sound like?" And I'm like, "The first thing that came out of my mouth was he reminds me of Layne Staley."
Oh, right.
So,
on.
Do you like that, or do you not like that? That I said, I mean, like, it was he?
Well,
is that
know,
doing you a disservice? I don't know. Maybe I don't
that's
know.
Funny.
That's just what hit
that's
me.
That's funny.
That's
well,
all.
Yeah, I have a great story for that. If you got a minute.
Well, yeah, that's. I'm glad there's a sync there because that's what it reminded me of your
oh,
style.
Right on.
Yeah,
right on. Well, You know, my band that got popular, The Human Abstract, before this one, we worked with Toby Wright on our second album. Toby Wright did all of Alice in Chains, like, acoustic stuff and, like, all the later stuff, you know, like, everything past Dirt, I guess, he did. And he was, like, really close friends with Lane Staley, and while we were recording our album, he was just like, man, like, I just, like, cracked some, like, sarcastic joke, and he was just like, man, you know, you really remind me of Lane, and it's not really like the way he said it. He said it's not really the way you sing; it's really like just the way that you are. You know, you're just like kind of an ass, and he's like, you know, he's his best friend or whatever. He's like, you're just kind of an asshole all the time, and like your humor is just like, I get you, man, I get you. You're just like him. It's so weird, and I mean, that's what he told me. Maybe you know.
I love it. But, that's fantastic.
But I took, man, that was like the greatest compliment anyone could ever give me, because I've always kind of been a big fan of that guy. He's great.
Well, I'm just getting to know you. I don't think I didn't know Lane either. Not coming off to me as an ass. Pretty cool, man.
Right,
it was
right
cool
on,
having
right
it. But it was just
you
your singing style.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Nathan does have a very unique, strong voice. I mean, he's
yeah.
one of the best vocalists I've ever heard.
Who is one of your favorites?
What's that?
Yeah, as far as a vocalist would go, like.
Well, you know, like Mike Patton from Faith No More and Mr. Bungle. Yeah, that's always been a big influence. I remember the first time I heard Epic, I was just like, wow, that guy's got a way different sounding voice. It's like all his own. The other person that I really have to take a nod to is Maynard James Keenan from Tool. Love that guy. Another person who really has his own personality.
He's a musical genius, in my
opinion.
I mean,
absolutely.
Let's face it. Yeah.
And when you hear either one of those vocalists, like, you know it's them, man.
Right.
You're just like, oh, that's that guy, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's part of, like, what it means to be a vocalist, is to, like, find your own voice, and when somebody hears you, they know it's you, you know?
Love it. That's good. I like that perspective. Well, why don't you throw out the band social? Kelly's, would you like to do that? How to contact the band?
Hidden Sixes on Facebook. It's on Hidden Sixes. And on Instagram.
Instagram,
Sixes.
Yep, same thing.
Yep.
And they're also on YouTube. Check out the YouTube.
Yeah, you have a few up there. Born This Way. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's three songs
and
on YouTube.
And Spotify.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about Spotify.
Yes.
Go add them to your playlist. Get on there. The Hidden Sixes.
Hidden Sixes, spelled out S-I-X-E-S. Don't try and type the number six. It won't come up, guys.
Yeah, Spotify,
spell it out.
Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, we're the only Hidden Sixes on the internet. So if you just put Hidden Sixes into your
easy.
Search bar, you're going
to
find it.
That's tough to do. You guys, you get it. I like the name. I like it a lot.
Right.
Yeah. So kind of, you know, the Omen thing. But not really.
There's that, but really, honestly, like there's a ton of Hidden Sixes in life. You
yes.
know? It's like that's I was waiting for a question like that.
Okay.
Because
spit
like
it out then.
Okay. So firstly, you know, when they broke down like how matter's formed, like in the universe, like what separates me from like this wood or this table to like the stones or just like whatever, like. It broke everything down into a universal particle. And the only thing that separates these universal particles and makes them different is the way that they're configured. Like, they're put in these little patterns, right? And guess what that pattern's based on?
Six.
Yep.
Six,
3, 6, 9, you know, it's all that. So six hidden sixes is like there's sixes in all things, you know? That's just one of the many, many,
well,
many
I like
that.
That's a real deep reason. The Omen thing's kind of the obvious, but that sounds way cooler. Which I've listened to a physicist I listened to a show called Coast to Coast, and they did a whole hour or 2 hours talking just about what you said there.
Yeah.
In the meantime, let's check out some Hidden Sixes. Thanks for coming over, man, and look forward to more stuff here.
Absolutely,
I think I got
man.
A podcast out of here. All right, man, here we are up at the warehouse. Make sure you follow Cool Kelly's Corner, too.
Yes,
she does a great show. You have tons of passion, Kelly.
Yes,
and I just, you know, I love it. I love this
I love
metal community
family.
That's building. I mean, Clarksville, Murfreesboro, Nashville. I really dig what's going on, and nice to be back out. So,
hell yeah, I'm glad you're back.
Let's go celebrate a little bit. Hidden Sixes, Born This Way, Music City Metal.
I'm not trying to cause a scene on the inside. I turn back and tell my name. Long way.
Hey, you want to make the world a better place? Commit a random act of kindness to a complete stranger.